Before South Sudan independence, Unity State residents relies on Sudanese traders for most supplies, including food. After independence and clashes between the South Sudanese and Sudanese army erupted in Igliche, Khartoum closed traders' routes that link Sudan and South Sudan through South Kordofan State. Sudanese merchants here in Unity State now hope to resume beginning in goods from Sudan. 34-year-old restaurant owner Gizma Albakar Taibitz is a Sudanese woman in Rubkona County. He said the deal reached between Sudan and South Sudan will bring down skyrocketing consumer prices.
The high cost of goods will automatically drop down. Initially, the transportation cost of one bag of sorghum was at 25 South Sudanese pounds, which became much costly at 700 South Sudanese pounds per 100 kilograms. And importation of goods became very difficult, where one ton of goods could cost 4,000 South Sudanese pounds.
Another Sudanese trader, Hamid Eldo Mohamed, praised both countries' leaders.
I really congratulate both the presidents of Sudan and South Sudan on reaching a deal in Addis Ababa to benefit citizens from both Sudan and South Sudan in terms of resuming border relations. Since 2011, relations between the two countries were not good and everything rose up in terms of commodity prices.
For the past several months, Sudanese traders have had to smuggle goods from Sudan into South Sudan. Hamed Said Adams, a Sudanese trader, said smuggling from Sudan through South Kordofan is a dangerous way to live.
We made losses since the Sudan-South Sudan border was closed. And when we tried to smuggle goods into South Sudan, some of us were arrested and our goods together with the vehicles were taken to the Sudanese army barracks. And at the end, they released us, but without giving us any of our goods.
Past agreements signed between Sudan and South Sudan were never implemented, but officials on both sides say this time they are optimistic trade will resume out in the offense and oil start flowing again. For BOA News, I'm Bonifacio Taban in Bentiu.